Well, what do you make of when President Obama came to Cairo, and he said that the legitimacy of Israel was in large part due to the Holocaust? What was your reaction?
My reaction is that the Holocaust is a lie. Many hundreds of thousands of Jewish people were exterminated by Hitler.
Hundreds of thousands.
But
that's okay, don't worry.
If you want my opinion about the Holocaust,
absolutely.
There is a Mr. Jim Kerouac, the American citizen who is living in New York, open his site. Jim Kerouac.
Jim, I'm sorry?
J-I-M Kerouac. K-I-R-W-A-N. He's an American, full-blooded American citizen. He is having documented denial of the so-called Holocaust. The Anne Frank's memoir is a fake. I have been studying in Stockholm and I know it's a fake. How did the lie of the 6 million come from? He explained it.
Where did it come from?
I tell you why, where they came from. When the Russians crushed in East Germany, the Americans and the British were still at the Elbe. They didn't cross. The German army, running away to the west, opened the concentration camps and told everybody, including the Jews, you are free. So the Jews said, no, don't leave us. They were scared to fall in Russian hands. Take us with you to the west. In came Erzurum. The Kremlin spy, the famous Ilya Ehrenberg, said, don't be stupid, wait. Hitler swore to kill the last Jew in Europe before he dies, and he still has at least a few months to live. And he killed already 6 million. Then it became a 6 million.
Six million. But
he
you think it was hundreds of thousands?
Hundreds of thousands, surely.
But not over a million?
No, Jim Kerouac had the Jews under German occupation were 2.4 million. So if they were all exterminated, where does the remaining 3.6 million come from?
Do you think most Egyptians share this view?
Egyptians know that it's an exaggeration, but they don't go through details. I mean, they know that it's a lie. And then there is something shameful for, excuse me to say, the liberal West. How dare any liberal government put a criminal code saying that if you discuss this political fact or deny it, you go to jail. I mean, it's unbelievable. Suppose I'm making a research. There were 6 million. No, there were only 1 million or 2 million. You go to jail. I mean, it's against any logic.
So what do you think when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who's been criticized in the West for making similar statements, when...
Who is Mahmoud Ahmad?
Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran.
Ahmadinejad.
You know, when he held the conference.
No, he is a hateful character, so whatever he says can be criticized. But what he says about the Holocaust is true, but he doesn't say it because it's true. He says it out of hatred to the Israeli state. If you get what I mean, the difference. He doesn't have documented denial, like I'm telling you now.
Did you think he's anti-Semitic?
Pardon?
Do you think he is an anti-Semite?
You can't say anti-Semite because Semite is not...
Well, anti-Jewish, you know what I mean.
Anti-Jewish? No, anti-Israeli.
Anti-Israeli.
Yeah.
And would you
because the Persian Jews, and I met several of them, live in complete harmony in Persia. And the God is playing them well. He's adopting them and... truly, to say that I'm not anti-Semite, I'm anti-Israeli. And the Persian Jews are not suffering definitely.
What would you say to people who would say, you know, you really shouldn't, even if what you're saying is true, you shouldn't speak up about it because...
Why?
you're not going to gain anything from.
And why do you stick a lie and force people to accept it if you are not going to gain anything? So why do you spread the lie?
Do you plan to speak up about this in the future?
No. Him? No. I'm talking about.
No. About the Holocaust.
The Holocaust. I have already. I have a weekly article in Aloft.
Right.
And I sent an answer to Wall Street Journal, which they didn't have the courage to publish. Mm. And I told the editor, it's a shame that the West, the cradle of liberalism, should have a criminal law incriminating any discussion of any historical fact. Mm-hmm. It's a sacred cow. Mm-hmm. The 6 million is a sacred cow. If you discuss, deny the number or the event, it's criminal.
So is there anything aside from the number that you think has been falsified? Is it just the number, or are there parts of the Holocaust?
Hitler exterminated 20 million Russians. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's a historical fact. 3 million Polish, and I don't know how many, million or something Jews. Mm-hmm. Why should that be the center of gravity? Mm-hmm. Why don't we talk about the 20 million Russians, mm-hmm. or the 3 million Poles? Mm-hmm. Why should the Jews, so to speak, be privileged? Whatever touches them is the thing that counts. Why? Why can't you and I discuss, let's see, where's 6 or 5 million? No, they were only 2 million, whatever.
But you accept when people say that Jews were put in gas chambers,
or the gas chamber and these details, I don't know. Uh-huh. But they were exterminated, definitely. Mm-hmm. But gas chamber and skinning them alive and all these fanciful stories.